Here's a Sandler trainer with several things to remember when structuring your presentation.
Number one, how much time do you have to make your presentation? If you only have 10 minutes, you're going to have to make it short and sweet. If you have an hour, you can be more specific, but whatever time has been allotted to you, finish early. Number two, if other members of your team will be preceding or following you, find out what they will be saying. Repetition is boring and you could easily lose the attention of your prospect. Number three, make sure there is a designated team captain if others will be part of your presentation. And then, rehearse as a team. Number four, break your presentation down into a beginning, a middle, and an end. Number five, review the conversations you've had with your prospect during the contract phases. Are there one-liners, references, or other pieces of information your prospect gave you that can be incorporated into your presentation? Perhaps your prospect says, "My father used to always tell me, 'Son, a penny saved is a penny earned.'" Or perhaps he said, "There was a good friend of mine who told me using the type of service that you provide made sense in the long run." Were you smart enough to find out who that friend was? Why did he say it? Was it your service or your competitor's? Nothing the prospect says is insignificant. If you are working smart, you will build the entire presentation on what he says.
Of course, every presentation has a beginning. Attract the attention of your prospect. Your beginning must be strong. Introduce your product or service in a compelling, interesting manner. Prepare a rough draft of how you'll open and expand on it after you've prepared the middle and the ending. Open by reviewing the contract that you and your prospect have agreed upon. If there are any weak points, shore them up. There must be agreement as to the pains you're going to discuss, the specific dollar amount it will take to solve those pains, and whether your prospect is willing to make a decision to say yes or no at the end of your presentation. Now it's on to the middle of the presentation. Having reviewed what you're trying to accomplish in the beginning of your presentation, you can now proceed with your central theme. Stay within the guidelines you established in your opening. Don't drift, and don't bring up pains which weren't developed during your previous sales calls. If you have several pains to present, and you should, present the strongest in the beginning. It's quite possible you may not have to finish your presentation. And it's important that you realize that you do not have to finish. The goal is to get an order, not to get an Academy Award for being the best presenter. Maintain good eye contact throughout your presentation. It's appropriate during the presentation to use the features and benefits of your product or service to drive home just how you can solve your prospect's pain. It's during the presentation when it's okay to demonstrate your product knowledge. Be simple and direct. Say as much as you have to in the shortest possible time. Don't ramble, and don't get carried away with yourself. Allow the prospect to break in at certain points during your presentation. When you hear him speak, shut down immediately. You already know what you're going to say. What he's about to say may confirm the order. And be aware that all of his interruptions may not be verbal. A shift in his body language can be as strong a signal that he wants to say something than if he actually verbalized it. Focus on the prospect, not on yourself. The prospect doesn't care how you're feeling. He's only concerned with what you can do for him. See, written on his forehead, "What's in it for me?" It's okay to be humorous if you can handle it naturally. If humor isn't something you use in the real world, don't try to be a stand-up comic in front of your prospect. Misguided humor is a good way to end a presentation in a hurry. And now, the ending. Knowing when and how to conclude your presentation can be very difficult. The thermometer technique will help you to end your presentation successfully. For the purposes of discussion, let's assume you have 5 issues with the associated pains to solve during your presentation. During the presentation, you've asked your prospect to identify in which order he would like to deal with the problems. Well, most of the time, he'll start with the most important issue and then descend to the least important. When you've completed pain number one, you ask, "Steve, are you 100% comfortable with just how my product or service will alleviate this problem?" You must get a yes response to your 100% question, or you're giving your prospect an out that he can fall back on later. Do the same for pain number 2 and pain number 3. Before beginning number 4, use the thermometer technique again. Steve, we've covered a lot this morning, and there's still more I want to show you. But on a 0 to 10 scale, 0 meaning you have no interest in my product or service, and 10 that you've already decided to buy my product or service, where are you? It's going to be quite difficult for him to say 0, isn't it? After all, you're only at this point in the presentation because your prospect said 100% 3 times. And if he happens to say 10 right here, there's no need to finish, right? People have been conditioned over the years to be very careful when committing to a yes or a no, but they have no such programming about numbers. It's easier for your prospect to say 10 than it is for him to say yes. The thermometer technique also allows you to measure the prospect's interest. It isn't all or nothing, as it is in the traditional salesperson's bag of closes. If your prospect says anything less than a 6, you have a problem on your hands. The prospect has said yes 3 times. 100% 3 times. Then why is he a 5? Or a 4? A 3? A 2? A 1? Did you push through the presentation? Did you assume 100% when he actually didn't say it? Be careful. You now have an emergency to deal with in the sale. Stay calm and start asking questions. Steve, based on what you told me so far, I don't understand why you said you're a 3. Can you help me understand that? Most of the time, however, the prospect will respond with something more than a 5. For instance, in the previous example, he could have said 7. Your next move is to say, what do you have to see to get to a 10? Then, whatever he asks to see is what he gets to see. When you have showed him what he has asked for, check his temperature once again. Steve, on a 1 to 10 scale, where are you now? You can bet he'll be moving upwards. When he finally says 10, your only close is, what would you like me to do now?